You're listening to Roundtable. The Chinese Ministry of Education has given the green light to an iconic Chinese liquor company to establish a private university. Yes, it is called Multi University. So let's talk about what is going on here. What does this liquor university have to offer?
Well, first of all, this is the first Chinese university named after a liquor company. And it is, for those of you who don't know, Moutai is like the most famous liquor in China. And we use it on very official and top like A-list occasions, and it's very expensive.
Yeah.
And this university is actually, well, it's a real university. It can offer you bachelor's degrees. And apparently the university had 500 teaching staff members until this May, and 300 of whom are full-time teachers. Over 80% of the full-time teachers have master or doctorate degree.
Yes. Yeah, I actually got some of this for Christmas. I got as a Christmas gift, someone gave me some
Moutai. How'd you like it?
Yeah, it's not my cup of tea.
Is it too strong?
It's very, very strong. It's very strong.
Yes, apparently it's a flagrant in the eyes of a liquor connoisseur.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. I will say that this seems fine. This university seems perfectly fine and acceptable to me. It seems like, you know, there's a gap in the market. People don't know what to do. There's maybe not enough education, not enough professionalism in the alcohol industry. And they're taking steps to address that issue.
Yes, but for me, I do have a problem with it, because if I enter this university, get graduate, I will have a multi-bachelor's degree.
Yeah, I by and large agree. I think the branding could probably have been a little bit better. Although I do imagine there's probably some, you know, sort of kind of monetary deal attached to it.
Yes, yeah. If you're very practical after graduation, you will definitely find a good place to start a career. That's for sure.
No, I mean, I assume that, you know, Moutai, they actually stepped in and said, well, if you name this university that, there would be some sort of some sort of thing attached to it.
I'd imagine that the Moutai company would probably pick its future employees from this university, or have some kind of partnership. That would be very useful. I think on the one hand, for the students to find employment, you know, that's a good thing. And on the other hand, for the company to turn out talent according to its own requirements, this is a pretty forward-thinking move. As we were doing our research, I realized that there are other interesting universities too, such as Potato College.
Now you're talking. Now you are.
McDonald's University.
Now you're talking. Now we're getting into the kind of the nitty gritty stuff here. McDonald's University as well. We have the Potato one. That is Yunnan Normal University announced they plan to set up a college for potatoes. We should stress, for people studying potatoes, not for the potatoes themselves. But this specific one, the Huise Agricultural Technology Promotion Center and International Potato Center, where, you know, they largely planted major potato production areas in that place. And there was the ideas that you understand the production of the potatoes and how you can best leverage them to feed the people, to make the most money, to make the most of the land given. Seems pretty normal and legit to me. I don't know about you, Nihonglin.
Yeah, for me, if I wanted to think about this from a very romantic way, that is, when you're entering college or choose your major, it should be out of love. You should love this subject so that you choose this major. It shouldn't be because it can make a lot of profit or start a career or make a lot of money, but I am only being very ideal. And this can be really practical.
Yes, I think the university needs to prove itself that it's offering a degree that's worthwhile pursuing. You're listening to Roundtable.